Podcasting on JerusalemCast.com.
So, there's a thing called Machalei Sakana, foods which are dangerous to eat. Chazal told us they're dangerous to eat these foods. Therefore, like we don't eat them.
Coca-Cola.
No, not like Coca-Cola. You don't need Chazal to tell you that's dangerous. Okay. Eat till we cover. Yeah. There's a rule, and Chazal teaches us, there's a rule. And Gemara brings down Chuli and other places, and also there. Shulchan Aruch, it's called Chamira Sakanta Misura. Sakanta, Sakana, a danger, if we are very careful, more than the Isur. Because a person has to stay alive in this world. Right? It makes the Isur, you can do tshuva. If he takes something dangerous, he could die. Okay? So you have to be more strict about things which are a danger. Same thing, you can't have anything asur to eat, because spiritually, also, obviously, physically, also, you shouldn't have anything which is dangerous for you. And the person has to be careful. Okay? The Rambam says that most of the... I'm talking to myself now, because I'm also eating shpira a little bit. The Rambam says that most of the illnesses is because of what we eat. Because of what we eat. Yeah, we eat shtuyot, so that's what happens. We drink Coca-Cola and eat the MSG over there. It's like...
You eat GMO BT corn and you have your stomach turned into garbage.
On the prohibition of making things dangerous for yourself, a religious soldier in the Entebbe campaign went to Rav Shach after he came back and talked to Rav Shach about it. He said, well, was it halakhali when we weren't doing it? It's good you asked me after, not before.
Okay. So there's certain laws that we have to know, that we have to keep them. There's a whole book, or the two books I saw in Vismajesh in Mashayim, where I learned. There's a Vismajesh that they have two books. The only halachas of washing your nefesh. All halachas of washing your nefesh. And all the terms, all kinds of things. But here we're talking about food right now. So, basar ve'dagim, fish and meat. Meat and fish, כן? יש להיזהר שלא לאכול בשר עם דג ביחד, בין בשר בהמה ובין בשר עוף. כמו כן, אין לבשלם, מצלתם ולאפותם יחד, ראה לעלם. To be careful not to eat fish and meat together, not to cook them together. It doesn't make a difference which meat. If it's a cow or animal meat or chicken meat, לא משנה. Yeah. You can't eat them. Can't eat it together with fish.
Is
it
the reason?
Sakana. Everything we're saying now is because of sakana.
Can I have marshmallows? I think there's a bit of
Danish high also says fish and cheese.
Very good. Let's go one by one. We get the relation. You can also cook them together for the same reason. You don't cook fish and meat together. You don't fry them together. Second was covered. Even milk and meat can be together covered. מותר לבשל דגים בכלי בשר, אפילו הכלי בן ימו, ועדים בשר בכלי של דגים, בתנאי שהכלים נקיים. Tell like milk and meat. If you have a clea, you used it for chicken, and now you want to make fish in it, 10 minutes after you took the chicken out of the oven, no problem. Clean it out, wash it well, put the fish inside and cook. Same thing the opposite. You don't have to have a special kelim for fish, special kelim for meat. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't make a difference. Okay. Some people are strict to have a special pan for frying fish. Was a lo chova? I haven't seen it. Huh?
Fire pan.
If you have a fire pan. I don't have such a thing. Right, so.
What about grilling?
Same.
Do you grill meat and fish on the same grill?
No.
I know you can't cook them together, but on the same grill.
No.
Kibbutz
aluminum foil, exactly.
What?
Kibbutz, anyways, fish, when you fish, usually fish on the grill, a lot of times, I've seen that, they do it, they They cover the whole thing with a silver foil.
Put
everything inside and put it direct. Then they can put whatever you want. No problem.
Foil.
Not direct.
Even after the fact, you need a separate grill. Like even if you cook meat and then you want
to
cook fish.
So then you have to make a big fire or something to make it. Yeah, even after.
Well, in America, I have the grills. Like, I'm the big grill and a small grill. So you have like one for meat and one for fish.
If it's not at the same time.
No, it's a separate thing.
Is that separate?
Yeah. And so.
I don't know. Here they do nafna. You know nafna?
I don't know what they do here. They're like a little pan that somehow becomes a whole barbecue.
They do like that. Not the grill, gas grill. Most people don't have a gas grill. So also you shouldn't put two open pans, one with meat, one with fish in the oven at the same time, that's so. If you have one covered, it's a different issue.
No.
Covered well, and by not covered, open, it's a problem.
Only one of them has to be covered.
Yeah, it has to be covered.
What about on the stove?
What's on the stove?
You have a pan of chicken, and next to it you have a pan of fish.
The only problem will be if it drips. If you make sure it doesn't drip, say, let's see what happens.
It goes flash, like fast.
Flash, right. Let's see. Now, taf rotev dagim. If the gravy from the fish went into the meat, or opposite, the gravy from the meat went into the fish, according to most of the poskim, if it's more of a 60th keneged, right, there's a few, five drops went in there, and there's 300 drops there, so it's fine. Okay? Even if a piece of meat fell into the fish, take it immediately out. He quotes the book here, Shmirat HaGuf VeHaNefesh. That's the book I was talking about.
You mean only there's 60 pieces of fish?
No, take it out so it's out. If a raw piece of fish fell into a boiling pot of chicken soup, you take it right away out, you can eat the chicken to wash the fish off. Why? If you wash the fish off, something which is raw doesn't bolea. Meat raw doesn't absorb.
Are you doing the meat raw or the fish is raw?
Even if it's less than 60th amount, what?
You're saying if the meat, if the fish fell into the chicken soup or the
fish fell into the chicken soup, yeah.
So the chicken is already cooked.
Yeah, but the fish is not cooked.
And the other way around, let's say you're making a fish soup.
Not if you have fish soup. No, you can say you don't have to say fish. You can say gefilte fish that you cook it in a lot of liquid.
Same thing if it's.
Yeah. Okay, fine. You want to call it fish soup.
Carrots, onions.
Yeah. If it was less than 60. One as opposed to the other, then the whole dish is asur, and you can give it to your cats if you want, and they'll say thank you, or meow, whatever they say.
What's the podcast?
And also, you can't use that vessel for the next 24 hours. After 24 hours, you wash it, you wait 24 hours, then you can use it.
This is one more.
If it was cooked together, meat and fish together, okay? So after 24 hours, you clean it out. You can't eat the food. You clean out the pot. Some say you even need hagala, but you could be also make it.
So if it happens in the oven, you
can't
use the oven for the whole
thing. You have to kasher it. Clean it all out, turn on the hottest, wait for 24 hours, then you keep it.
How long do you have to leave it on the hottest?
Chatzi sha. If someone he's salting fish and meat. In time of Chazal, they used to always salt meat. People go on the way, they used to take salted meat together because it stays for a long time. We're going to make more. Put a lot of meat, a little bit of meat. Remember Shabbos, for that day for Shabbos.
You just put salt on the meat?
They put a lot of salt on the meat, it preserves it. Also in South Africa, it's called biltong. You heard biltong? They have dried meat. they put salt on it, they put all kinds of other things, and they put it under a light, and they dry it out. And it's raw. It's not really raw, it's kavush, it's called, I don't know what it's called.
Kamikin.
Kamikin?
No, American Indians.
Kavush means like pickle, no?
It's not really pickle, but there's spices on it and stuff. Yeah? So if you salt them together in the same pan, they're mutal to eat. But the chatchila one should not do that. But they're mutal, they're not asum.
No, something jerky. The Americans call it jerky.
Some people are very careful that when they're serving the chicken to the table, they took off all the fish off.
You don't have to.
You don't have to, if so, your guest is still eating fish and you want it ready to go on, so bring on the rest. Just make sure not to eat the fish and meat together. It's not milk and meat.
Pork, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Usually, yeah, you should be afraid because you don't want people to get mixed. Let's say you have two schnitzels. You make fish schnitzels and chicken schnitzels. It's very confusing. People might get confused. You don't want that to happen. Therefore, it's good to be two to see. It's good to separate, but you don't have to separate them. Is that
all? I've seen it both ways at the catering events that I work at. Sometimes they'll have, like, you know, little hors d'oeuvre, same thing. Fish that looks exactly like meat or meat fish.
Right.
On the same table. And at the same time, people are mocked, but oh, you got to take off the fish, you know, meat's covering. Like, but you just ate it on the same thing. Like, it wasn't any difference. It's all the same.
It's okay if you do it at home.
You have to wash out your mouth first.
Rega, last. According to Sfaradim, you're supposed to wash your hands between eating fish and eating meat. It's called Maimem Tsai, middle waters. Mm-hmm. Shulchan Aruch brings it down.
So every Shabbos they wash again?
And also their mouth. Okay? Ashkenazim and not machmir in washing the hands, but they do wash their mouth. What do you mean wash your mouth? You drink something. Have some blunt from the chayim.
They have braces, do they have to go agala?
Agala, not pitom. You drink something. You
have to eat something like bread in between?
Either eat, drink, same thing.
Either one.
Yeah.
Eating or drinking.
Some say it's not good to drink water, not good to eat something. So, now, this is something that happened today, I saw this. Fish and milk. יש שכתבו שסכנה לאכול עם דגים עם חלב או גבינה, וכן נוהגים בני עדות ספרד. אבל דגים עם חמאה מותר. According to everyone.
What's
this? Some say it's a sakana to eat fish and milk together. That, ספרדים hold that. All the ספרדים hold that. Ashkenazim, some hold it, some don't hold it.
Then what's the custom of lox, bagels, and cream cheese?
It's called the American spoiled custom. Spoiled American. No, today there was a breakfast where I learned the Kol HaChatzot, it was breakfast, and I saw Shmuel Shapiro's son sitting right in front of me, and he had lox with cream cheese in my own eyes, I saw.
He had what?
Lox, fish. Salmon, yeah? Together with cream cheese.
What was it?
With cream cheese. Shmuel Shapiro's son.
Yeah.
I said, well, nice. Not only him, I saw the other people there. Ashkenazim are not machmir on this. But fish with butter, even the Sfaradim are maker. You let him make yourself fry your fish in butter. Lama? Let's see if he is on the bottom. Why? The reason why you shouldn't have, they say you shouldn't have fish and milk, is because fish, what they do to the body, the digestion, it's a cold digestion, and milk is a warm digestion or something, and together they don't digest well. Okay. But with butter, and which is more oily, it's just more oil, basically, which is more warm digestion, so it's okay.
There's another reason.
בני אשכנז מותרים באכילת דגים, חלב או גבינה, וכך נוהגים. אשכנזים, they can eat milk, fish, they can eat it, אין בעיה, וכך נוהגים, that's most people that's what they do.
With butter?
With milk. You can take your lox and put it in and dip it in milk and eat it. And then I'm not more on this. רגע? They say why? They say what the Taz and the Shach, what they bring this down, that shouldn't do this. They say it's ta'ut sofer. They meant to say fish is meat, and not milk and meat. Chen Dagad Amirah, Magid Avraham says this, Chatam Sofer, that we can have it. But once again, Pachad Yitzchak, I don't know who wrote that, he's Ashkenazi. And he said that I was a doctor, and my whole life I grew up amongst doctors, and I never saw any problem, any doctor that say there's a problem to eat milk and fish. But since I saw it written in the Bet Yosef, in my house they didn't do it. That's what he said. Even though he didn't see why, he says the Bet Yosef wrote it. If the Bet Yosef wrote it, it's good enough for him. So, doesn't mean Ashkenazim can't eat it. Ashkenazim can't eat it.
The ark fish and other sea critters, that there's an enzyme in their meat of the fish and the body, that when you cook it or put it with milk, it turns the milk into a hard cheese.
Maybe that's what he's talking about there.
And that can cause a lot of stomach trouble. If it does that inside the stomach, you're up a creek.
Yeah. I saw this halacha a long time ago, 13, 14 years ago. And I saw it, the Americans, they all eat cream cheese and lats. I went to the yeshiva, Major Shmuel, all futzlav, many futzlavets. So I went to the yeshiva, and I said, what, how does this work together? It says it? He knows it all, yeah? I said, yeah. I said, so keep it. Since then, I keep it. I don't wash my mouth between anything, but in the same plate, I don't put them both.
You don't have cream cheese and lats?
No. Not anchovy and pizza, yeah, tuna.
You never know, it may be why there's so many abdominal problems in a lot.
I don't know where you go fishing before you go fishing.
So,
again, fish and butter for Ashkenazim is okay.
Everyone is okay.
And also Sephardim.
And
the thing with fish and milk is that Ashkenazim can digest milk more easily.
This
farm, because of the European makeup, you don't have the stomach cramps that Sfarim have with milk and cheese products.
Where did you learn this? Today, yeah. Most people have problems with milk products because of what they do with the milk.
What do they do with it?
They give injections to the cows, and what they feed them, antibiotics, all kinds of stuff. Hormones, all these things that we eat.
Just go to JerusalemCast.com and click on GMO.
Now we're talking about eggs and garlic and onion. Shavar alem alayla. Beitza shehem sheishum o batzar klukim shavar alem alayla. You have an egg that was open. Okay, and a raw egg, open egg. You opened it, left it in a cup. You have a wife wants tomorrow to put on the challah. Okay, you're baking challah. You want to put on the challah, or she use it for whatever to make an egg from it. Or if you had garlic which was peeled. Or yeah, onion which was peeled, and it went through the whole night, even though it's in a bag in the fridge, it doesn't make a difference. Asurim ba'achila, asur to eat them, because there's a bad spirit that dwells on them, even if they're sealed, even if they're in a Ziploc,
so
air
it's
pressured,
it's completely
thing.
Closed container, it's still asur.
Asur,
if
you put like oil.
No, if it's with the peel, it's with the peel.
It's like half. It's still open.
If it still has a peel on it, it's good. Even if a little bit. That's the eitzah with the egg. You leave some of the peel in it.
You leave a piece of the shell in it, and then it's good.
We'll see in a second.
Put it in the refrigerator. Doesn't help.
No. If it's a little bit of either the hair at the end of the onion or the peel on it, or the shell in the egg, you could eat it. It's not. It's, there's no bad spirit.
Even if the onion, you cut off both ends, so just a little piece of peel left on.
It's good.
Alright, good.
Yeah. Or another way where it's permitted, what?
Do you have to still put stuff on it, or whatever, you just put it plain like that?
No, like that. Another way, beitza shum o batzal, shekva moravim b'salad of tapshit, if it's cooked, it's mixed in with salad, or whatever, yeah? So then there's no problem. Or if you put oil on it, you put salt on it, you did something with it already, it's not raw the way it is. It's not. So what about if someone, now he made hard-boiled eggs, and he peeled them on Erev Shabbos, and I put them in the fridge, and now it's Fashal HaShudis.
It's good.
Why?
was the problem? They already cooked.
Yeah, but there was maybe.
And they're not raw anymore.
Doesn't matter.
If it's, it's not mixed into a salad, or you didn't put salt on it, you didn't do anything to it.
Cooked is okay.
If it's hard boiled.
Hard boiled is cooked.
How about salt boiled is a bigger problem?
It sounds good, and cooked is okay.
I mean, it's like making an omelet.
It's not a what's it up, Lucas.
Chazanish says, yeah, the ear, if they're cooked or mixed with something else, so they're fine. Okay, so Embaya. he has to bring us other things there. I'm going to ask Al Vahad afterwards.
A raw egg, if somebody just hopefully left an egg, can you eat it raw? Can you eat it raw egg? It's okay.
To eat it raw?
Yeah. We're talking about overnight, right? That's a problem?
Yeah, overnight.
What?
Yeah, overnight.
You just open it up, eat it raw, it's okay.
If you enjoy it, then.
Who's that?
I don't think you make a bracha on it.
What?
I don't think you can make a bracha on it. Yeah, enjoying it.
Good,
it's like medicine. Like for the throat or whatever.
Yeah.
So you don't make a bracha on that.
The problem is overnight.
Yeah, the problem is overnight, yes. Today they sell. You worked in the catering? How do they make eggs?
Which?
Scrambled eggs.
Sour, yeah.
Powder.
Right. What?
Okay, so powder, yeah. Powder. Powder mixed with water and they put it in the...
It's for
or when they crack it all in advance and leave some shells in it. That's
okay.
Tens of years where this powder is.
Okay. Yeah, the Yishalayim, that's what they used to give them. It's patatsena. Mm-hmm. Egg powder.
Okay. Tell me about the sena.
What is it made from?
You remember? It
eggs. I have a double nine.
What? Really
I
have a
double
nine.
Eggs. Egg powder.
Was there a problem with that?
No.
Well, the center was Abu Dhabi 9.
Can't have answered.
Why did you tell me this?
Not every place would do that.
What?
Not every place would do that.
Where can you get egg powder now?
I don't know, ask the caterings. Why would you want egg powder?
It's only the scrambled ones?
Yeah, of course. If it's whole eggs. So. No, it could be also chavita. They also put it in there, you might put it also into a pashtida, I don't know what it
is.
Kish, okay. Pashtida.
So when you go to like these hotels or something and they make you a bread, you're like, you're getting powder.
Good chance, yeah. So, this is the.
I remember a few weeks ago we talked about eggs for Ron. We said that.
So yeah, that's why there's a few things here. He says, Chazanish says, I want to check it out with what's his name, with Rabat. No idea.